Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture sector projected to grow by 5% during the 2017-18 fiscal year. Stay with us to find out more at later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environments are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
The agriculture, forestry, and fisheries sector is expected to be one of the main drivers of economic growth during the 2017-2018 fiscal year, despite recording a flat performance during the July to September quarter. Director for the Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ Economic Planning Research and Policy Logistics Division, James Stewart, says the sector is expected to grow by 5% by the end of March next year.
It's not really underperforming. And although agriculture is estimated to be flat this quarter, recall that in the July quarter of 2016, the agriculture industry grew by 28.8%. And when you compare that with July quarters in the past, it was the highest level of output for a July to September quarter since 1988. So don't underestimate the flat performance this quarter. It's flat relative to last year, but it is at a very high level.
In the meantime, Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says the September 2017 quarter outturn represents the industry's partial recovery from the impact of torrential rains earlier this year and reflects an increase in domestic crop production. Mr. Henry says the initial fall-off in production resulted from decreased outputs in three of nine domestic crops, with potatoes and yams recording the largest declines of 10.9% each. Vegetables fell by 1.7%, while cocoa production decreased by 38.5% as a result of the outbreak of the frosty pod rot disease. Seven parishes recorded declines in production ranging from 4.5% for Westmoreland to 26.2% in St. Catherine. Traditional exports, on the other hand, grew by 9.1%, with sugarcane up 101.5%, banana up 2.5%, and coffee up 65%.
The increase recorded for sugarcane reflected the extended processing period to the month of August to compensate for factory downtime in the previous quarters.
Traditionally, harvesting activities end in the latter part of June to early July. Post-harvest activities grew by 51.3%, reflecting an increase in coffee production and other crops. Dr. Henry adds that the economy grew by 0.9% over the July to September quarter after contracting by 0.1% between April and June. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Not every man breakfast ready for the same time. Translation: not every man's breakfast is ready at the same time. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people grow at different pace and achieve their goals at different moments in their lives. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and pop-ups. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.